He'd abandoned subtlety to make a dash for the goal line. His gorgeous face and athletic frame gave him a sense of entitlement when it came to women. She understood that. He moved closer. She could plead a headache and flee the room, or she could do what she always did and face up to the challenge. "Here's the way it's going to be, Boo. You don't mind if I call you Boo, do you?
As a matter of fact,
you're gorgeous, sexy, and ripped. You've got more charm than any man should have. You have great taste in music, and you're rich. Huge bonus points there. You're also very smart. Don't think I haven't noticed. The thing is, you don't turn me on." His eyebrows slammed together.
"I don't turn you on?"
She tried to look apologetic. "It's not you, it's me." He blinked, more than a little stunned.
"You're kidding me, right?"
"The unvarnished truth is that I'm more comfortable with losers like Monty. Not that I intend to make that mistake again. If I went to bed with you, and I've thought long and hard about this.
We only met 8 hours ago.
I have no boobs, and I'm not pretty. I'd know you were just using me because I'm all that's available, which would make me feel like crap and cause me to spiral." His smile had an edge of calculation.
"Anything else?"
She gathered up her sketch pad along with the beer. "Bottom line, you're a man who lives to be adored, and I don't do adoration."
"Who says you're not pretty?"
"Oh, it doesn't bother me. I have so much character that adding beauty to the mix would be greedy. Honestly, until tonight, it hasn't been an issue. Well, except for Jason Stanhope, but that was 7th grade.